AW Mobile. AEF Mobile.
OX Mobile.
Man, that's weird that the 6 stands better than the 285.
An umbrella today, so I hope it's not raining when I get off.
Heavy rain when we get off.
I get off work.
Now, saying it was a DX competition or contest this weekend. Contact, help other people out, but I don't never submit a log. I think that's why I get the emails, because my call sign keeps popping up on a bunch of logs, but I never log one.
I submit it was the winter field day.
It was, and it wasn't a... It wasn't a one like that. It was one for the 4th of July. Contact the 13 original colonies and get a certificate.
A QSL car from, what was the name of that show? Last Man Standing. They did a special thing, and I made contact. I never got a card in. You know, I'm a little ill about that still.
Cruz. Cruz, how you got that fuel yesterday? Was it a Berea?
Sends me the picture of it, and it's cheap as all get out. But it's never that cheap anywhere I go.
Fueling up before I go home.
For HKX, it's the Walmart in Berea there on Whitehorse.
But drive for me, I'm not sure it'd be worth it.
How many gallons you getting, right?
30. I go out and get an auxiliary fuel tank put in here and load it up, but then you got to carry all that weight around.
Thanks. That would hurt just as much. All right, gentlemen, it's that time for me. I'm going to head on in the plant here. I just pulled the parking lot. So y'all be safe out there this morning, and hopefully I'll holler at you either later today or tomorrow morning. Y'all have a good one. 73KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your phone.
Andrew, KO4HK.
73, Andrew,
KN4GFW. Take care. KD4IOX. Don't get wet on your way back in the car.
I reckon what that driver was doing to get that trailer to jump like that.
He unlocked the, he never unlocked the trailer brakes. He's backing it up. I guess he hit the button or didn't activate the button all the way or whatever. Brakes were locked up. That's what causes that. Music, though. Pretty funny. I like to watch the guys back it up. I mean, obviously he knows he's hitting stuff. But he just keeps on driving.
Yeah, second one.
The wife. Right me on the bay I had to back into yesterday, the dock. A little narrow one. I said, have to be a little careful on this one. Get your CDL Class A. Get your Class A there. Back on them trailers and those some of them slots.
Some of that stuff. Some of those places look a little intimidating sometimes, but, I mean, it's just another... Another slot to back into.
Guys, I mean, we have over-the-road guys come in, they back right in there, and then you got somebody with a smaller trailer asking how they get them in there.
As well as a way, but some of them are easier or harder than others. I've been in a few of them that are tight. I've had some that I probably didn't have to go to.
The truck shop I go to, watching guys back in there, and it's pretty comical. And on the yard, some of them can't do it. They're banging into things, rubbing on fenders, and it's pretty interesting.
Up there and say, do you want me to do that for you?
And you know pretty quick those that can and those that may or may not. It's pretty evident pretty quick.
Too many come by, but they can put them right on in there.
They're working. This is a little petite thing. Smokes like a chimney. He's got a real hoarse voice, but man, she can drive.
They were needing drivers up there in Fairbanks, Alaska, 175 a year.
I work the summer months, I'll be okay.
Probably like California takes every bit of it to live up there.
haul road up to Prudhoe Bay. It's probably like a 500 mile one way.
Driving on a lake with all that weight. Does that interest me?
Actually on land, it wasn't going over the lake.
Yeah, down here if you're over the road. I just don't want to go over the road. I mean, I'll go over the road 2 days, you know, one overnight trip. One night, you know, drive out one day, come back the next.
And the one trucking company was sending 20 trucks a day.
Up Charleston. They send 5 trucks down at a time. This truck I've got now, it's not as nice as the one I had.
The one they turned back in on the lease.
They're the one I had in on the lease, which I don't know why, because the one we're... Well, they tried to get rid of all the lease vehicles. We just got a brand hammer new truck in yesterday. I pulled in and saw the guy driving it. I said, ooh, that sure looks pretty. He says, you want it? He said, you don't want to drive it because it's brand hammer new. Getting period and all that stuff.
I want to be the first one to put a scratch on it.
How beat up some of the trucks are that come in our place.
Guys put so many dents and things and stuff on trucks. The trailers I can probably see a little bit, but not the trucks.
No, but they sure do it. And I see some of these trucks driving up down the road, and I'm like, how did they pass their federal inspection?
What else is it?
You're worried about a light bulb that's out, and these guys got parts hanging from the trucks and not getting stopped.
Yeah, me too. I had one yesterday. Four-way, that truck I'm driving now. Four-way flashers don't work. Like, what the heck? No, what's wrong with it? They gotta replace the switch. Apparently it's an inherent problem in these Volvos.
Have one on the shelf, then slap it right in there and go.
And today I might slide by and see if they can do that. But yesterday, it was on empty, I'm telling you. So... they wants to fuel up at Pilot, you know, the closest Pilot is for me going south, the way down to exit 35. By the time I got there, the fuel light had come on.
I'm going to wait till the fuel light comes on one of them trucks, you can run out.
We were almost to Longview, Texas, and the truck just quit, and the vent on the fuel tank got stopped up, and it sucked itself dry.
Things. I was not happy. I took a picture of it to dispatch and said, fun, fun. The ELD, when you sign in, it leaves the last person who drove it. So you did the last pre-trip on it. It's like, really?
Pulling in the parking lot, so I'm going to say 7-3 and everybody have an awesome day and be safe out there driving around. And maybe I'll catch you in the morning. KN4 TFW.
KO4HGX.
And have a great day. It's probably good timing. So I'm making that last turn, Patrick. So you have a good day too. 73, take care and stay dry.
Great, because I can see the tool truck I'm pulling in where I'm parked. KO4HGX. Y'all have a good day. 73.
F4ILX, clear.